supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Today, Tuesday, is the 9th of Rajab, the month of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, for blessing The first moments of today's special, we listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33, and then we look at its point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa. Who are the Prophet's family or Ahlul Bayt? There are a lot of traditions recorded in the sources of the Sunnis and the Shiites which indicate this addresses in the verse are only five persons. They are Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, Imam Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them all. The book entitled Ihqaq al-Haq introduces more than 70 traditions taken from the famous sources of the Shiite and of the Sunnis, which allocate this verse to the mentioned five persons. Who is a righteous servant of Allah? If we purify our deed and creed for the sake of Allah, definitely it will help us achieve our goal in this world and in the afterworld. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny's most sublime example of acting, living, thinking, fighting, and making peace only for the sake of Allah and in the way of Allah. All acts of Holy Prophet, without any exception, were in the way and for the sake of Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam, also being a true servant of Allah and a staunch follower of the Holy Prophet, followed the example of the Prophet. When Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them, got sick, the Holy Prophet Muhammad and a group of his followers suggested to Imam Ali to vow to hold fast for 3 days for their health to improve. After they were healed, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, fulfilled his vow but denoted the iftar. Iftar means the food eaten after a day-long fasting of all his 3 days to needy people who came to them for help.
The Imam alayhi salam was also, as I said, people who are very knowledgeable, they're not very social. Usually they're not very social. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, his knowledge, we can't even comprehend it. On his deathbed, saluni, saluni, qabla an tafqutuni, ask me before you lose me. سَلُونِ عَنْ طُرُقِ السَّمَاءَ أَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِهَا مِنْ طُرُقِ الْأَرْضِ Ask me about the paths of the heavens, because I'm even more familiar with them than the paths of the earth. There was a conversation between Amir al-Mu'minin and Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab, one day he says to Imam Amir al-Mu'minin, Ya Ali, I've noticed that whenever someone asks you a question, any question, you immediately respond. Then you know the answer right away. How is that? It doesn't even seem like you need to think. They can ask you the most detailed jurisprudential, theological question, a question relating to an ayah in the Quran, immediately you have the answer. How is that possible? Amir al-Mu'mineen, he raises his hands. He asks Umar, how many fingers do you see? Umar said, 5. The Imam alayhi salam says, why did you answer right away? Umar says, because I can clearly see that you have 5 fingers. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, this is how all knowledge is to me. علمني رسول الله ألف باب من العلم يفتح لي من كل باب ألف باب. My beloved Rasulullah taught me 1,000 doors of knowledge. Each door opens up 1,000 more doors. Amir al-Mu'minin is an ocean. You would think someone like that, you can't even approach them. Have you been to some schools? Some professors, because he has a PhD, if you don't call him doctor, they'll flip out. They're not approachable.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
From the life lessons from Nahjul Balagha, we reach to being steadfast in your religion. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, mountains may move from their position, but you should not move from yours. Grit your teeth, lend to Allah your head. Plant your feet firmly on the ground. This was said in the Battle of Jamal by Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Such powerful words for such a momentous occasion. Xmas party coming up, a peer pressure at university, pressurizing you to bend your principles to fit into the norm. Don't be scared to say no.
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. In this part, we'll look at the policy-making features in the mannerism of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of these features is, in politics, he would never resort to lying. Another characteristic of the political behavior of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam was that he did not resort to pressing people, telling lies and carrying out oppressive measures. At the beginning of the commander of the faithful's caliphate, some people said to him that he should show some consideration for the influential personalities in society and that he should give them a larger share of public funds. They say, do not make them disobey you, rather you should attract their hearts. He replied, do you command me to achieve victory through oppression? By Allah, I won't do so. As long as the world goes on, and as long as one star leads to another in the sky, It was not possible for the commander of the faithful to make friends through a display of oppression and by adopting incorrect and non-Islamic methods.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, according to an authentic hadith, he said, "Aliyun ma'al haqq wal haqq ma'a Ali." Look at Ali ibn Abi Talib and what he does and what he says, and automatically you know it's the truth. You don't have to tire yourself and go find out what the truth is. You saw what Ali ibn Abi Talib did? That is the truth. These are not my words. These are the words of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Hence, in another hadith, what did the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, say to Ammar ibn Yasir? He tells him, "Oh Ammar, if you see people going into one valley, they're taking one path, all the people taking one path, and you see Ali ibn Abi Talib taking another path, which one do you go with?" Go with Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. This is the man whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted to lead the ummah. This is the man whom he prepared to lead humanity, because Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is the symbol of humanity. You cannot find humanity in any entity, in any person, in any human being besides the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, like you find in Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدار 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 يا حيدار 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 يا حيدار 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 يا
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends. On the threshold of the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Taghi al-Jawad, peace be upon him, the ninth infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, let us hear what he said on hearing when some of the things destined for him did not reach him. Our souls and riches are among the pleasant gifts and the deposited loans of God, who makes us enjoy some of them pleasantly and delightedly, and takes away whatever he wills of rewards and merits. He whose intolerance overcomes his steadfastness will waste his rewards. God protect us against so.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the holy Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the mudilloon, those people who lead others astray. You know, guiding people to the right path, this is a very noble virtue, is something very virtuous, you know, has a lot of reward. Conversely, leading other people astray, it has a, you know, very bad consequences in this world and in the hereafter. And in fact, you know, sometimes we refer to those acts which lead to the reaping of reward even after we have died. We refer to these as the baqiyatul salihat, for example. You know, like for example, let's say you write a book, you know, in which there is guidance, and you know, even after you die, if people read that book, you will still continue to reap the rewards for it, even though you have died. In a similar fashion, you know, if we, you know, do an evil deed and it causes people to go astray, right? Let's say we write something somewhere, something wrong, you know, and, you know, somebody reads it and passes it on to others, you know. This could have evil consequences and we could be punished for it even after we have died. As long as people continue to be misguided because of it, you know, this would, we would still continue to see the evil consequences of it in the hereafter. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Verily, the most detested of all people in the sight of Allah are two. The first is the man whom Allah has relegated to his own carnal self. So he has deviated from the straight path and is passionately fond of talking about innovations and misguiding others towards the wrong path. He tempts those who are charmed by him. He himself has strayed away from the guidance of his predecessors and misleads those who follow him during his life as well as after his death. He carries the burden of others' sins and is entangled in his own misdeeds. And specifically, Imam Ali said the following regarding the tyrannical leader who guides people astray. He said, "Verily, the most evil of people in the sight of Allah is the tyrannical leader who himself has gone astray and through whom others go astray. He abolishes established practices and revives abandoned innovations." And Imam Ali said the following in his description of the hypocrites. He said, "I warn you against the hypocrites, for verily they are themselves misguided, and they misguide other people. They have slipped, and they cause others to slip as well." Right? This is one of the evil consequences of hypocrisy. A hypocrite, he's misguided, and you know he causes other people to become misguided as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the vice of leading other people astray and its evil consequences in this world and in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد محمد وآله.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Here again we are with some of the students of Xavier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider, and also Hassan Nasrullah. So today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Ayah 263 of Surah Al-Baqarah. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرًا. Okay, we'll talk about this ayah, inshallah. It's on page 44. Page 44 of the Quran and Kareem. Brothers and sisters, hold your Qurans. Please turn to page 44, ayah 263 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's everyone once listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qawlun ma'rufun wa maghfiratun khayrun min sadaqatin yatba'uha adha wallahu ghaniyyun halim.
nice recitation, alhamdulillah. I will be now doing the recitation. Make sure you repeat after me. All right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening together with our brothers here, please listen and practice. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى
قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى
أحسنتم والله غني حليم
والله غني حليم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty said that when you donate, when you give charity, yes, to someone, you will have the reward of that. But if you express favor after that, if you like say that it was me who helped you, like you had nothing, yes, all you have is because of me, these things, these kind of sentences, like in form of disrespecting someone, yes, the one who you helped, you donated. So if you do so, Allah Almighty said, you will not get your reward. But if you do not do this, only donating for the sake of Allah Almighty, with actually ikhlas, okay, with ikhlas, so you will get your reward. Yes? Here, Allah Almighty in this ayah says that, look, even if you do not help someone, okay, it's okay. But if you want to help someone, do not do it with expressing favor after that or annoying someone with those kind of sentences. What's better than this? Better than this is this. If you help someone and annoy them as well, okay, don't do it. Instead, do what? Say them good sentences. Talk to them in a respectful manner. If someone comes and asks you for what, please, he's begging you. I need some money. Please give me today. I'm really in need of 10,000 tumans even, okay? Then Fawad says, sorry, brother, I know you're in a bad situation, but if you want me to tell you the truth, today I don't have. Otherwise, I really would have given you. So please, sorry, okay? Forgive me. Otherwise, I would really give you. This is a in a respectful manner, you reject someone. This is better than giving him 10,000 tumans and say tomorrow when you saw him, okay, it was me. Look, for 10,000 tumans, you came to me and you were asking me. You are that poor person. So what is better? Respecting someone is better. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ The best way to say, okay? The respectful way to talk to someone. This is better than قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ Sometimes you donate someone. A poor person comes to you. He asks you, he begs you for money. You give him and he says something bad to you as well. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ Forgive them. Forgiving them is as well better. Or sometimes you do not have the money. They come and beg you. You do not have to give them. Okay? And instead, what do? They say, they use bad words. Okay? They might talk to you in a bad way. Okay? That you poor. You're poorer than me. Like this. Or any other. I don't want to say. So you know what they will say sometimes. Yeah? So مَغْفِرَةٌ If you forgive them, it's better than giving them millions of dollars and then annoying them. Okay? It's not comparable even. So it's better. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ مِّن than the charity that has the annoying after it. Okay? وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ Allah Almighty is the independent. He has the all. He is full. Okay? Full of, like, he has everything. So, Allah is all-sufficient. حَلِيم Allah is also more most forbearing. He will punish you. If Allah Almighty does not punish you in this world, he will punish you in the next world, in the coming world, okay? And hereafter. Make sure we should be among those who are respecting people. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, respect to have respect. Okay? Respect others to have respect. Yeah, that's it. The message from this ayah, inshallah, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation. Of course, you will find a lot. That's enough. We'll move on to the Tajweed rules.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So the very let me read. I want Hussein to read it once. Then we will work on the Tajweed rules.
قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى.
أحسنتم.
والله غني حليم.
ما شاء الله. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى. قولٌ تنوين plus معروف starts with ميم. We had a rule, تنوين plus ميم, huh?
إدغام.
The rule إدغام is applied. You join the sounds, you merge them. Okay, قولٌ will be merged to ميم. قولٌ, the نون sound in قولٌ will be merged into ميم. There will be no longer a نون sound. قولٌ إدغام with غنة, right? إدغام with غنّة. Yes. قول معروف فن تنوين again plus واو again إدغام. The rule إدغام. So you merge the sound of فن into واو. معروف, right? قول معروف again nasal sound. In both examples we should produce a nasal sound. قول معروف ومغفرة تن تنوين plus خيرون starts with the letter خا. The rule
إظهار.
إظهار, right? إظهار tells you you should clearly pronounce the sound of the تنوين or نون ساكين. Yes? Ali Nasser, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. مغفرة خيرون خيرون plus ميم again تنوين plus ميم إظهار خيرون, right? With nasal sound. Min sadaqatin. Min nun sakin. Fawad. Next next word starts with sa.
Ikhfa. Sad.
Ikhfa, right? Min sadaqatin. Min sada. You hide the sound of the nun. Min sadaqatin. Right? Sadaqatin. Again, tanween plus?
Ya.
Ya.
Idgham.
Idgham, Hussein. Yes?
Yes.
Sadaqatin. Merge them. صدقتي nasal sound plus, okay? يتبعها alif mad ha alif mad plus next word starts with hamza. يتبعها أذى. Is the mad wajib here?
No.
No, the mad is not wajib. Why, Hussein?
Because hamza and mad are in separate words.
In two different words, in separate words. يتبعها أذى. You can skip the mad or stretch the sound. يتبعها أذى, right? أذن, it has تنوين فتحة and ألف مقصورة, right? ألف مقصورة functions the same as ألف. أذى, أذن. So here, because we stop, huh? The تنوين فتحة will be changed into
ساكن سكون.
No.
ألف.
ألف مد.
ألف مد. ألف مد.
Not short vowel.
ألف مد.
Long vowel, but ألف مد. Yeah, long vowel ألف مد. Then changes to
Adha,
right? And there is a word qila. Do you see that?
Yes.
What does
yes.
it say?
Waqf is better than wasl.
Yeah, yes. Al-waqfu awla min al-wasl. Okay? So, waqf is better than wasl. Stopping here is better than continuing. Wallahu, wallahu. The word, the letter lam and the word Allah should be pronounced with an a sound. Allah, Allah. Why? Because there is
ضم
فتح sound فتح sound before والله غني حليم غني تنوين plus حليم starts with the letter ha it's amongst the throat letters so the rule idhar is applied you have to produce the sound of tanween clearly والله غني حليم حليم make sure you stretch the sound because it's the rule مد العارض للسكون you should apply the rule okay guys too many tanween we have here قول معروف ومغفرة خير صدقة آذن غني so let's explain them guys brothers and sisters we'll shortly explain them okay we had four rules with tanween and nun sakin so there are four groups of letters idhar letters or throat letters idgham letters yarmalun letters we say and iqlab which is just one letter and ikhfa idhar letters there are six letters hamza ha ha kha ain ghain whenever you see these six letters after the tanween or nun sakin do not hesitate clearly pronounce the tanween or nun sakin sound nun sound should be clear then yarmalun ya ra mim lam waw nun if you see one of these six letters merge the sound of tanween or nun sakin into one of these letters yes plus next rule the letter ba if you see the letter ba after the tanween or nun sakin make sure it's the iqlab rule right you should change the sound of the nun sakin or tanween into a hidden meme right the last rule the rest of the letters whenever you see fa jim za dal dal sin shin any of the letters so you should hide the sound of tanween or nun sakin it's called ikhfa hiding so that was all from us in this session about the tajweed rules a short explanation about the ayah make sure for the more explanations refer to the tafsir book okay Ali Nasir yes okay.
yes
and tajweed rules practice inshallah thank you so much brothers and sisters for being with us today in this session please stay with us every day inshallah we'll be here with you with one Quranic session on IRIB English Radio so we will give thanks to IRIB English Radio for such kind of Quranic sessions and also Sevier International School for cooperation Plus, let's give thanks to all of you for being with us. Fawad Haider, Ali Nasir, Hassan Ruhullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa azami sifatika wa asma'ik An taj'al awqati min al-layli wal-nahari bidhikrika ma'mura بخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك. My Lord, I ask you by your truth, your holiness, and the greatness of your attributes and your names, that you make my times in night and the day inhabited by your remembrance, وبخدمتك موصولة, and joined to your service, وأعمالي عندك مقبولة, and you make my acts acceptable to you, حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدة, so that my acts and my prayers may all be a single litany, وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا, that you make my occupation with your service everlasting. About the part where Imam عليه السلام says أعمالي عندك مقبولة, we said that there are some prerequisites that must be observed if we want the Almighty Allah forgiving us, if we want Him to accept our deeds. Sincerity in our actions and in the love of the Almighty Allah is one of the most important ones. Sincerity in the love of Allah not only does not negate the natural attachments of a human being, but it also strengthens, it somehow consolidates it after he has organized them based on the main course, that is, the course of the love of the Almighty Allah. This is what we concluded in the previous episodes, as we explained the exact meaning of sincerity in the love of the Almighty Allah. And this understanding, this recognition, plays an exclusive role in directing the love of the truthful ones and the friends of Allah, the awliyaullah. So, the best of the people in the eyes of Allah would be the one who is more loving towards his brother in faith for the sake of Allah. This love must always be for the sake of Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, not two believers meet, except that the best of them is the one more ardent in love for his brother. He, alayhi salam, is also reported to have said, those who love each other for the sake of Allah shall be on the pulpits of light on the day of judgment, such that the light of their bodies and the light of their pulpits would illuminate everything to the extent that they will be known by it. And it will be said about them, these are those who love each other for the sake of Allah.
I beseech you by your glory and honor, by your supremely high attributes, and by your names, to cause me to utilize my time, day and night, in your remembrance,
by engaging myself in serving you, and to let my deeds be acceptable to you, so much so that all my actions and offerings may be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my life may take the form of constant and perpetual service to you, O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you unto whom I express my distress.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In this regard, it's also been narrated that Allah the Exalted once revealed unto Musa bin Imran, "Have you ever performed a deed for me?" He answered, "I have performed prayers and salat for you. I have fasted for you. I have given charity for you. And I have been remembering you." So Allah, the Blessed, the Exalted, said, "As for the prayers, they are your proof and your burhan. Your fasting is your shield. Charity is your shade. And the remembrance is your light. So, which deed have you performed for me?" Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, said, "Show me a deed which is solely for you." He, the Exalted, said, "O Musa, have you ever loved a friend of mine for my sake? Or have you ever hated my enemy for my sake?" Thus, Musa came to know that the best of deeds is the love for Allah and hatred for Allah. This narration, dear listeners, is profound in meaning. For one may perform prayers out of love for Allah, as he may perform it so that it may serve as a proof for him in the heaven. This is the difference between awliyaullah and some of the normal servants, some of the even Muslims. Likewise, some servants of the Almighty Allah may fast out of their love for Allah, and they also may do so in order for it to serve as a protective shield for them against the fire of hereafter. But the point is that love of the friends of Allah and hatred of his enemies cannot be except out of one's love for him, the Exalted. This is the criterion introduced in our traditions about the sincerity in loving the Almighty Allah and loving his friends. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. How Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. While Muslims and the heads of the Islamic states claim to be Muslim and follower of the Prophet of Islam, we see there is no similarity and no relationship between these heads of states and Islam. Claims are numerous, claims are there. The manners and deeds of the Prophet should be emulated. What the lifestyle of the Prophet was like and what your lifestyle are like. How do you live among people? How did the Prophet treat the oppressed people? How do you deal with the oppressed people? How did the Prophet treat the arrogant powers? How was the superficial situation of the Prophet's life? What about you? Merely claiming to be follower is not sufficient. Heads of Islamic states are all like this. Prophet advised Muslims to be united. You disperse them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. This is Ali and we're going to talk about one of the statements of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and Imam's viewpoints with regard to the government and the importance of the governments and the goals of the governments. Imam rahmatullah alayh says, in the Islamic government, perhaps this understanding between the people and government and the nation is at the top of our agenda. This quote from Imam rahmatullah alayh is very important because, again, he is focusing on the relationship between people and the government, the nation and the government. If this relation is going to be weakened, the government would fail and would fall and collapse. In an Islamic worldview, the Islamic ruler is being backed and supported by the people. We have the case of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that he was the infallible imam of his time, but he was not the leader. He was not as the leader of the government for some time because he received people's acceptability very late. Though he was Imam of the Ummah, Imam of the society, but he was not in the place of the leader of the government and the head of the government.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.